today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you're a beachgoer and you love the beach and you're worried about these kind of rules, let me recommend you come to Fort Myers, Florida, because the beach is so polluted and destroyed because of red tide now that no one will ever come to the beach again. It's going to be wide open. Just come down and scoop up a big bucket full of dead fish.
Oh.
And then don't be, and wear a gas mask, because if you breathe, you're going to get a respiratory infection. Hey, Fort Myers, way to go. Yes, sirree.
Pony's got some insight.
Yeah, what are his snacking habits?
What do you mean?
Like, what is he, when he gets home, like, what does he grab to eat?
He loves to eat a lot of salty and sweet snacks, and what happens, he has almost an insatiable appetite.
Part of your deed is you can go to that beach, and you get to use that beach, and nobody can kick you off that beach, especially when somebody says, what's that Hispanic family doing on the beach? Get them off there right now. What's that?
Good God.
Who's there?
They brought their baby. They brought the baby.
This is my
baby.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
TMOS Fruitcake Hotline, how are you?
Bien, mijito, gracias.
This is the perfect time of year for the TMOS Fruitcake Futures Fundraiser.
Always we have one in this time of the year, you know?
Will you buy one for your husband?
Yeah, I live here in Orlando.
Have you had the Spiewak Fruitcake?
Yes, was great.
When you buy a Spiewak Signature Fruitcake, you support all of the TMOS guys, including Oscar.
Yes, my son, I pray for him to be good. What is the best way?
The best way to order is online at MikeOMaraShow.com.
He doesn't have another way.
There's no better way to enjoy the holidays.
Christmas and Thanksgiving is another holiday.
Buy TMOS fruitcakes for the entire family.
Yes, but my granddaughter don't like it. Gracias. Hasta luego.
Okay. Adios.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Hello. How's everybody doing?
Hey.
Oh, listen to that voice.
He's back.
He's back in the bosom of his family. Don't you like having those business meetings right when you get off the plane?
Oh,
don't
no, like I didn't mind them. I would rather clear the air, Mike. And have some sort of fog.
Yeah. When my number one business guy is away, Daddy gets a little uptight. Yeah. So he's got a vent to him right after.
No, we have to talk about this. I'm actually writing a business meeting right now to Pony. You're fired.
Yes, very good.
And Pony did nothing wrong.
No,
if anything, he's been great.
Outside of his health scare, which we may get to or we may not get to in the show today. Mm-hmm. But
do we have time?
It is a Thursday show. Oscar is back from the Great White North, where he was vacationing with his family. Rob, your cheeks are extremely red. Is everything all right today?
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
I think so.
You think so? You're not stroking out, are you?
No.
Your cheeks look redder than they normally.
I'm just excited to see Oscar.
They look like maybe you've exerted yourself.
Oscar's world.
You need to make it to Monday or Saturday at least, where you can get on your Disney cruise.
Oh no, I've got to make it at least to the new year. We got fruitcakes to make. Once January 1st rolls around,
do not pull what I like to call a Pony and not go on that cruise.
Yeah, if you die, it's your fault.
No, Rob's going on that cruise. I guarantee he's going.
Yeah,
on that
might not
cruise.
Be coming back, but I'm going on it.
Guys, so, my meds can't get wet.
It's
not
a
going.
Week at sea. Are you? Have you already begun to make preparations as far as the Disney cruise that you're going on?
There have been so many helpful emails from listeners that are Disney cruise pros. Stuff that we need to do, stuff that we shouldn't do.
Did you buy a pirate outfit?
I'm going to buy an eye patch.
Nice.
Simply that. The new Apple eye patch is what I'm going to get. They said, do be aware that for the pirate party, there are people that bring like full rented outfits. That's not going to be me. So
The pirate pros. The Disney pros.
Pros, yes. The
pros. People that have reached out to you. Would the majority of them be individuals who enjoy the Disney experience sans children?
Many of them go through the body of the email and never mention whether they have children. They do mention where we can go where there are no children. They said there's an 18-plus pool. There's an adult beach. They said you can go to this
These quadrant. Are people that love Disney, but they're adults without children. You know, now, I mean, yeah.
The one thing that I find really cute, and I didn't realize this, Carrie told me yesterday, Julia, I think we'll all agree, you've watched her grow up, but even when she was five, she was like a grown-up. She right. has a she carries herself like an mm-hmm. adult. She has a certain wisdom right. about her and a coolness. Carrie, per Julia's request, has signed Julia up for 2 meals with the Disney princesses. Julia yes. wants to dine with the princesses.
Does she really?
Yes.
That's
so
nice.
She's gotten beyond the embarrassment phase.
Yeah, and she just wants to really enjoy
into
herself.
The I'm kind of a young adult phase.
Yes.
So it's campy and it's, well, that's
one
great.
More time.
I love it.
That's great.
I think because that's cool.
So Robert III, is there any brooding on his part where it's just like, Dad, Disney. I don't want to be around Mickey. I don't
no,
want to be.
No, he's excited about the cruise, although we were not on speaking terms yesterday.
Oh,
because
you
he,
weren't on speaking terms with Robert III after the big well, driving thing?
The driving thing was great. I mean, he got his learners. I let him park the car. It was great. So yesterday in the morning, Carrie takes him over to his friend Ben's house. Ben is just back from a trip to England where his family comes from. And so he was spending the morning at Ben's house. And Carrie said, can you pick him up on the way home from work? I said, absolutely. So I called him up. First I text, no reply, text, no reply. Call him up, he answers. I said, here is my ETA. I'll be at Ben's house. I said, ways I'll be there at this certain time. I said, be ready. He said, okay. And then when I'm 10 minutes away, I text him again. I said, 10 minutes away. No reply. Get there. Text him from the driveway. Nothing reply. No reply. No reply. I'm sitting there for 10 minutes texting, calling, texting, calling, texting, calling. I don't feel like I should have to get out and knock on the door because that's not our arrangement. But I do, after about 15 minutes, get out of the car, knock on the door. Ben, sharp as a tack, shuffles to the door. Hi, Mr. Spiewak. I said, hi, Ben. And I look around. The house looks deserted. You would think that he'd be with Ben, mm-hmm. right? I said, where's Robert? He's in the basement or something. So I said, okay, can you go get him, please?
And he said, this is his house he's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah. And so Ben shuffles away, does not invite me in, which is nice because it's not hot. And then I'm standing there in direct sunlight.
So weird.
And he comes back up. He says, Robert fell asleep. I said, well, can you wake him up? Because I'm here to take him home.
In the middle of the day?
Yeah, about 2:30 or so. And I
so he goes to a friend's house and he just like curls up on the couch and falls asleep?
I guess, and in the 40 minutes that I had
the
spoken
stress
to him.
Of, it's the stress of the DMV that
he's unwinding.
To.
But it was the 40 minutes since Oscar, I had Oscar. Talked to him.
Is he waking and baking, Oscar? You think
he might have gotten high, Rob.
I'm sure that's what happened.
I mean, you don't just pass out at 14.
So he keeps odd hours. I will say this. Maybe he is a drug addict.
You don't have to be a drug addict. Maybe you're
no, I think he's
smoking
probably,
some weed
no,
hanging I think out he's, with okay. your friends.
I, probably addicted to drugs.
Ladies and gentlemen, our gadfly is back.
Smoking
the scab picker
reefer.
Is back. But he brought it up, and I'm wondering, is there any, I mean, have you ever entertained the possibility, for example, I'm not even going to put it on your son.
Okay.
This young man, Ben.
Oh, Ben, maybe, yes.
This Ben. Is there so? I mean, there would be a possibility that maybe
I would
I mean,
think, yeah, but yeah, but
in
I would
seventh
say,
grade do this drug. Sometimes,
yeah, but I don't you know? Think I really don't think it's in Robert's playbook. I think it is just the like, fact that he is a lazy teenager
okay, but,
keeping weird hours.
But know this: the way you grew up in the wheat fields of McLean or the cornfields of McLean or okay. whatever vegetable you guys were growing.
Thank you for making it perfectly accurate. Keep going.
The way you grew up yes. is not the way kids are growing up today.
That's right. It's so modern, Mike.
When
it's
you,
modern.
When you stumbled
I
on
all
your
my kids, I get all my kids back in the house now. It's fun. It's fun for me.
When this you is, stumbled onto the Playboy when you were 18, he
right.
found that like 5 years ago. When you saw the your first beer, he's probably already seen his first beer out in the wild.
I'm sure.
Weed is ubiquitous now. So you have to keep your eyes out for the bloodshot
eyes and the munchies.
So you get
suspicious when you hear a kid passing out in the afternoon. You think perhaps
well, you know why?
Something's afoot.
I have done that same thing when I was 16, and my
so
parents
little,
weren't picking me up.
Well, you see, but we have
I got high, passed out of my friend's basement. No one was picking me up. I just got yelled at by my mom when she said, "Where were you?" And I was like, "Oh, I passed out of my friend's basement."
Yeah, but you see, my kid is a good kid, and you are a bad kid.
I wasn't a bad kid.
You were a bad kid. Every story you've ever told about you being a child says that you're a bad
never
kid.
Never went to jail.
That so doesn't mean anything.
Well, let's get back to it. Did you no. wake him up?
No, then he comes stumbling up the door, and I said, dude, what? What happened? And he said, I fell asleep. I said, this, I can't even begin to explain the lack of respect that this shows not only to me, but why would you come to Ben's house and fall asleep? I don't know. I fell asleep. I said, get in the car. And then we drove home. No radio, no talking. And that was the last I saw him yesterday.
Oh, so you haven't talked to him?
I haven't talked to him today.
Oh, because he didn't want to show you that he was high.
That's right.
You go full mute when you're high. You freak out. You're a kid. You don't know. You don't want your parents to know. You're absolutely. Like, I'm not saying a word. Right, Pony?
Pony's corroborating it. Pony's corroborating. You go full mute? Stuff.
Yeah. When I was like 13, 14, and my parents would pick me up, and I was like, oh, crap, we just smoked up. And you would just sit there and be really, really quiet.
Rob, I'm with you. I'm an innocent like you with this. I was not aware at 13, 14, 15, this kind of, maybe I'm a naive person, maybe I'm a naive parent, but I think it's going to be necessary for you to get home today and rifle through his clothes.
Yeah, and a blood test. That is,
and a blood test.
And probably absolutely. A sock in the face, and just to be sure.
You don't even have to spend money. You go up to him with scissors, right? I'm sure you have them in the kitchen. You cut a lock of his hair off, and he's like, what was that for? You're like, oh, I just want to make sure everything's on the up and up, and then you put it in a Ziploc bag. And you put it
in
right
in front
there.
Of him. You're doing all this to make the show.
To make the show to him. To show, we have a new sponsor for drug tests, and it's a mail-in drug test. I just want to take a little clip of Julia's.
Now, Rob Spiewak enjoys the grift as much as anybody. You enjoy a good con.
Sure, I like to trick people.
That would be a fun little move to maybe.
If there was any piece of recurring behavior that would lead me to think there was a problem, I do think he was just a lazy teenager yesterday. Now, if this was a ongoing thing, if he was having trouble at school, if I didn't like the overall quality of friends he hung out with, then maybe I would investigate it. But okay, I really think we're not asking for a class action suit, man.
Let me ask this question.
You have no place to ask for anything.
This kid, Ben. The house that he went to. Any parents around at all? No parents at all?
I didn't see parents there yesterday, but the parents are usually there. It's a good family. Ben is a good kid, although he tends to always look like he just got hit in the back of a head with a board.
You know who's a good family? The Kennedys. And they've had their missteps.
I never said the Kennedys were a good family.
Oscar's skipping ahead in the show. He's just back from Hyannis.
Well, he wants everyone to look at him.
He wants it, but I'm just curious about it. So, look, this is the show. This is not the show. This is real life. So my question to you, do you think that there is any follow-up that you would... I mean, when you leave and you get in your car and the show is over and all the hype is over and we're sitting, do you ever just sit there and, I wonder. Would that happen regarding this discussion at all?
You know what?
Because I didn't see it coming until the problem child.
I don't think so. Because we've had, we've talked to him about drugs and all the problems with it. Because we actually
take a bite out of crime.
We had a really discussion about some of his friends were caught vaping. I said, you can't do that. He says, it's untested. You've got cancer on both sides of your family. You've had cancer. And he said, I would never do that. So, I mean, unless he's got us totally snowed, and frankly, of the two kids, I don't think he's bright enough to trick us as parents.
Well, let me stop you right there, and because I'm getting, I feel for, the kids of my coworker here. When you're doing it, do you think that unless he's got us totally snowed, but has it ever even really come up with him? I mean, you can't snow somebody if they're not, what I'm saying?
You mean
drugs? I wouldn't do it. Yeah. I bring it up with my daughters periodically.
I've discussed it.
And it's terrible when they're in their 20s because they've done it.
Of course.
And so I kind of go, oh, God. Mm-hmm. But have you brought it up with him?
Yeah, we've discussed it before and told him how important
it was. When was the last time you brought it up with him?
Probably earlier this year, maybe February, right. March, sometime around there.
Pony's got some insight.
Yeah, what are his snacking habits?
What do you mean?
Like, what is he, when he gets home, like, what does he grab to eat?
He loves to eat a lot of salty and sweet snacks, and what happens, he has almost an insatiable appetite. What's weird, Pony, is a lot of times he will get a towel of some sort and wet it, and then he goes up to his bedroom and seals off the bottom of the door. I think it has something to do with the air conditioning. And then he's upstairs for 10 or 20 minutes, and then he comes down and he's hungry again.
So weird.
And then he says, Dad, where are the Cheech and Chong DVDs?
All right, relax for a second. Pony, you brought up the snacking. What should Rob be looking for?
Oh, Funyuns and any kind of like really, really salty snack like
Doritos.
You want to see something really salty? Keep talking to me right now, okay?
Whoa!
Like someone's frosting disappearing or something.
He was two and a half.
Did he hit the snacks when he got home?
No.
Are you aware of that? No.
He eats on his own schedule, but he's not a big snacker. What he likes
is he a social eater?
No, that would be Pop. That would be me. Yeah. Okay. Socially. Okay. Friends, come over. We're going to eat. We're going to eat a lot.
What is a social eater? What the hell is a social eater? A stress eater. I've heard stress eating.
Why do you even question when he makes something up? Just roll with
it. He's back.
Yeah, he's back. And he's back, baby.
I'm
just
trying to figure out his
English. That's it. I'm trying to.
So back to the weed problem.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's really cool about Julia is she only uses opioids.
Oh, no,
God, stop that. Stop it.
Hey, it's the princesses, man.
I had no idea the napping in the basement might be something that...
It was a one-time incident. I will keep my eyes peeled if that pleases you, but I don't think the boy is on drugs.
Rob, I don't think weed's a bad... drug. I'm just saying at
frankly,
an early age.
No, the problem is
at
this.
An early age, you just got to say, look, everything in moderation.
No, the
man.
Problem is this. We got no money for a habit like that.
Fairly cheap.
Oh, that,
no, not as cheap as that. If he wants anything, drink. I've got a liquor cabinet. He can go to town there, and that's mostly legal, and I know the deals.
Oh,
anyway,
my God.
So anyway, I'm hoping that I'll get an apology out of him before the cruise because I don't want it to be awkward on the cruise.
Okay. All right. Well, you could demand it. You know,
but then that sort of rings hollow, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
to him to say, you know, it'd be really great if you could apologize to your
talk
dad.
Talk to your pa before yeah, talk you're on
this
dad. Cruise.
This is, I have a 5-year-old and he is already starting to say things that I seem to only remember I said to my parents when I was 13 or 14.
Oh, no, that's the worst time.
You know, you hate me.
Yeah.
That type of thing. That I didn't think 5-year-olds, I think he's sophisticated in the communication, so I'm going to be worse than you are. I'm going to be calling mediators.
Well, you know,
13.
He probably.
You know, I'm going to be just saying I'm not. You know, because I'm going to be an 80-year-old man walking around here going, I didn't think it was very appropriate for you to use that language in front of your mother. And then he's going to be sitting there, you know, smoking a cigarette in the kitchen, going, back off, old man.
Shut up, Gramps.
Shut up, Grandpa.
You know. Time for you to get some sun.
All right, and then I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to ride that stairlift upstairs. You go to bed right now. That's the way that's going to happen.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I had been living in New York and working there as an actor and director and choreographer for 25 years or so, and I really felt I needed a change. I imagined in my fantasy, I suppose, that when I came here, I would have a completely different life. Perhaps a construction worker or one of those guys that works on those high wire things that with a hard hat, you know, that sweeping sort of hat and with the chaps. But that didn't really work out. I began to realize, I guess, that the theater was still in my blood and what I had to do was make use of that. So I offered my services to the high school here, and they accepted, and I began to teach drama. And within about 6 months, I had formed the Blaine Community Players. My first show was Barefoot in the Park, which was an absolute smash. But my production on the stage of Backdraft was what really got them excited. This whole idea of in-your-face theater really affected them. I wanted the audience to feel the heat from the fire, the fear, because people don't like fire poked in their noses. You know, when you get a cinder from barbecue right on the end of your nose and you kind of make that little face, that's not a good thing. I wanted to have the sense memory of that. So during the show, I had someone burn newspapers and send it through the vents in the theater. Well, they freaked out. Of course, the fire marshal came over, and they shut us down for a couple of days.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. And if you're listening right now, you get it too. TMOS is always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide open Wednesday phone calls. You missed a bunch of good ones yesterday, Oscar.
Yes.
Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation. So please let us hear from you. Yes, Rob, last night, Carla was listening to Aloysius.
Aloysius, yes.
Yes. All over the world, the Mike
Romero
Show
guy
is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. It's the calm before the storm. Listen up. There's an 85% likelihood that the Fed will raise rates in their September and December meetings. So now is the time to lock in a low fixed rate or get pre-approved for a new loan before rates go any higher. Go to Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, you'll get the lowest rates guaranteed. Work with the friends of TMOS. Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and the ability to meet any competitor's estimate. You see, Cornerstone has a certain amount that they have to clear off their warehouse line each month, and they do this by offering the absolute lowest rates. Plus, you can get pre-approved before you work with an agent, so you know what you qualify for. Just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you, I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial.
Yay!
Welcome back. Welcome back, Oscar Santana. It's great to have you back after your trip to New England. You were in on Cape Cod. You were
Cape
in Hyannis.
Cod. Yeah, I've never wonderful. I've never been to Cape Cod.
Even it's named after the fish, Mike.
Even after my time in Boston when I was, I guess, freshman and sophomore in college, everyone would talk about it.
Sure.
I've only been there once in my life, and I was a New Englander. I was born and raised in New England, and we went with Scott Talboom. And his father, we went to Cape Cod. Great guy, Scott Talboom.
Boomer!
Really, really just a fiery redhead. And really just a fun kid. And his father was funny. And
father also a redhead?
His father's a redhead. His father had a dry, super dry sense of humor. Kind of a cool dad, but cool not in a, like, George Clooney cool way. Cool in just a funny kind of way.
Okay.
Just a great sense of humor. And because of that, Mr. Talboom and I got along really, really well. And I remember having a lot of laughs and going on a road trip to Cape Cod.
Mike.
And I think it was Sandwich is where
Cape Cod is, and I guess the best way to put it, and for those of you that maybe have some context with Maine, there's two things that Maine and Cape, and I guess the Maine that I know near Bar Harbor,
yes,
have in common,
yes,
are that everyone's white,
right,
and everyone's wealthy.
So how did you do?
I was not in either of those categories.
Now, in Maine, certainly where I live in Maine, everyone
there is no diversity where you live
no
in
diversity,
Maine.
But wealth is, there's tremendous diversity because everyone is not wealthy at all. I could.
The same thing in Cape Cod. But if you're in the, I guess.
In the Shishi area?
Well, look.
Well, somebody has to park the Bentleys.
I've never heard of deeded beach rights. That term never would have rolled off my tongue in my life.
Deeded beach rights would be, say you have.
That would be your old DJ name.
I'm deeded beach rights. You have a house that's not on the beach, but you have an egress to it, and
you are
allowed to use the beach.
Rarefied air. How did you know that?
I knew that because that's waterfront terminology. Yes. They've got it down at Dewey.
Excuse me.
No, you've got it down in the Outer Banks, everywhere where there's, you know, where there are houses.
Beach rights.
When they do developments, and like I think you,
hey,
you
Buffy,
it's part
it's
of your deal.
Deeded.
Yeah.
Part of your deed is you can go to that beach and you get to use that beach, and nobody can kick you off that beach, especially when somebody says, "Well, what's that Hispanic family doing on the beach? Get them off there right now. What's that?
Good God.
Who's there?
They
this
brought
my
their
father.
Baby. They
this
brought
is
the
my,
baby.
This is my father and my father's father's beach. You get off of there. What are they doing right there? There's some Mexicans on the beach right now. What's going on there? Get them off. Get them off there. I don't care if they got the expensive beach umbrellas. With their coolers.
Coolers.
For the love of Pete. For the love of Pete.
Go get their coolers.
So I haven't been to Cape Cod, so I don't know what it's like. But you had a good time with the fam?
Yes, my brother and my sister-in-law and their wonderful my wonderful nephew Sebastian, their wonderful son.
Yes,
who is I think roughly 14 mm-hmm. months old.
Oh my God, the time flies! Zoom. So he's toddling around
little guy, and they have a fixer-upper, right? And I'm there for vacation, and I knew firsthand because we had to. We ended up not shipping. We had to mule the sconces up there,
and there were three of them.
Yes,
three big sconces.
Yeah. Oh, I sconced my way onto the plane and then threw them up over the overhead.
Did you carry on the sconces?
Oh yeah, and buffered a good 30 minutes for a TSA because I had to because it looked like I was bringing something inappropriate onto the plane. And I said, "No,
the sconce looks like a weapon."
Sir, you wouldn't believe this. My older brother wanted me to bring some sconces. This is my carry-on full of sconces.
It's a sconce, and the fuse is lit.
So weird.
Did the sconces come out of the carry-on bag at all, or were you able to?
Oh, I had to zip them open and be like, hey.
Oh, I knew. Why did you bring that's the struggle? You're always about this.
I asked my wife to ship them. She forgot. Mike, what am I going to yell at her? I do that enough.
Did you have shipped her up there?
No, okay. She was great.
When you say it's a fixer-upper, how much fixing-upping is
How low is it right now?
They bought the home last summer, right. So they've done a good deal of work.
Right.
But
is it an older home?
It's an old. I guess the person who sold the home owned three homes on the property. It might have been a part of a compound. I didn't get all the details.
It's an old cottage.
An old cottage, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So there are million-dollar homes on the water, and then there are cottages off the water,
right,
without deeded beach rights.
Okay.
So
DBRs, Mike.
Now that term alone just opened up my eyes because I'd like to find the root of why certain things are a certain way. Like, why in Cape Cod do they have a big sign that says, instead of patrolled by police, right?
Right.
Police take notice. Why would you write that sign up? You're doing it all wrong, Cape Cod. Police take notice says what to a human being? It says...
That they're going to roll you.
Yeah, but what about just like patrolled or...
Patrolled by the police.
By the police.
That sounds so common, though.
Are you sensing something here, Rob? I am. I'm sensing some problematic situation.
Language barrier?
I'm just...
No more than normal.
There is one.
Does your brother have deeded beach rights?
No.
So do you have to go like down the road to a... so you're within walking distance of the beach,
yes,
right?
Yeah, we have a path. We have been... We kissed the ring. We can go down the path to go to the beach.
Who's
okay,
ring?
So who's ring?
The person who owns
the beachfront.
The lighthouse, yes.
The beachfront.
Yes.
So you don't have deeded beach rights.
The idea that you can have deeded beach rights for what Mother Earth made blows my mind.
I understand.
Well, I mean, think of it just as a piece of real estate. It's a piece of real estate like any other.
Yeah, but the beach is for everyone.
No,
it's like, why can't I play in your backyard? God made your backyard. I want to play in your backyard. Well, no, it's your backyard. No.
If you've got oceanfront property and you've got that's your property.
What about this? Not in Massachusetts, because there are some homes that have like these old, I guess, I don't know if they're blue law. I don't know what you call them. Are they blue laws?
No, that would be dealing with stuff on Sundays.
Don't you picture him with like nine Jack and Cokes going, I don't understand why the whole beach
is just
open.
I can see him walking around.
A dry vacation.
You didn't drink at all?
They don't drink.
And you didn't sneak any in?
Not at all.
Wow.
No wonder
he's
pissed.
Look how great I look.
Wow. Look
nice
at that.
And rested. It's like I went to I went to rehab.
Yeah, but it's great to go on a vacation and not drink. I would think it would be great to go on.
It was great. It felt very productive. So I remember there's some homes with signs that say beach property, they have the rights to high tide and low tide. So some of the properties have the rights to high tide.
Like they're time sensitive?
Yeah, it's depending on you can have the right right up to your property line, and then some of them actually own the rights all the way to the water.
What a mess.
It's hodgepodge.
That is really confusing.
It sounds very confusing, and it sounds like... So can you get up in the morning
and go to the beach?
Put your little towels in the bag
actually,
and dry...
Their setup is a 10. It's a 10 out of 10. It's not a bad place.
They can walk right down to the beach and hang out at the beach.
Yeah, it's a
10
out of 10. The neighbors are awesome. I'm talking about the rules of these... hoity-toity beaches. That's what I'm talking about.
And what are the police hanging around for? Where if somebody drives up, parks on a street, and walks down to the beach, they can boot them the hell out? Is that what they're
I think that's the case. And Mike, you probably have seen the neighborhood watch signs.
Yeah, with the eye on it.
Yeah, with the eye on them in D.C., right? They have that same type of sign, but the sign says police take notice.
Mm.
That sounds like they're trying to be very affluent and classy when what they should be saying is watch your ass.
Or neighborhood watch.
Neighborhood watch also good.
That's fine.
I'm sure that they. I'm sure that the people come down from Southie, you know, with their toolkit to break into their houses and get their television sets in the back of their, you know, that.
Maybe they're just dissatisfied with the police service, and the sign is reminding the police, "Hey, police, take notice." Yeah,
come on, okay.
Don't blow it like you did last summer.
Okay.
Police.
Is it a nice neighborhood that he lives in? Of course it is.
I don't
right?
think there is a bad neighborhood there.
It's gorgeous. It's out in the dunes.
How about this?
It's all out the on the
public,
sand.
The public beaches are beautiful. Who knew they were there? I can't believe I didn't know.
Mm. You could drive down. You could drive down by yourself. You could live in New York, and you can drive to
the
Cape
questions
Cod,
about
to beach.
The deeded beach access is just something I've never heard about in my life.
What the deeded beach access is for is so the people that own a house on the beach can control the front of their yard. So they can have their people there, and that's what it is. Now, as far as people, high tide, low tide is walking along the beach.
Yes.
Walking along
the beach.
There are some people that are dicks that actually have high and low tide.
Yes.
So you literally cannot walk through their beachfront.
Legally, you can't.
If they wanted to be pricks, imagine that. Imagine the abysmal unit.
It does happen.
Yeah, it happens. Shocking. Because people say, and they do it in Dewey, and they do it in Rehoboth, and they do it in all
I'd
places.
Love to trespass on their water and pee.
Yeah, pee right in front of their house. They see a big sign that says high and low tide. Whip it out. Here,
that's right.
And there you go. Here's your
not,
high tide.
The sign is not the type of sign that's like, you know, sweet sign says, you know, right. FYI, it's the sign that's a national park sign. It's the
big sign.
Let me tell
you something. If you're worried about these kind of rules, if you're a beachgoer and you love the beach and you're worried about these kind of rules, let me recommend you come to Fort Myers, Florida, because the beach is so polluted and destroyed because of red tide now that no one will ever come to the beach again. It's going to be wide open. Just come down and scoop up a big bucket full of dead fish and then wear a gas mask, because if you breathe, you're going to get a respiratory infection. Hey, Fort Myers, way to go. Yes, sirree. Hey, take a dump, cows, into Lake Okeechobee, and then they'll poop it out all into the Caloosahatchee River and it all out into the Gulf of Mexico. Fort Myers, it's a great place to vacation. The turquoise brown poop water of Fort Myers Beach, Florida.
You paint a picture.
Jesus.
So
you really do.
So disgusting. Yeah. Hey, what did I pick? What beach area did I pick? Hey, yes,
so you know what? If you while you mentioned cows, Mike, it might be a good chance to play this.
Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow. Bitch, I'm a cow.
Here's a good part, right?
My son likes to stand along the Caloosahatchee River as the effluent is going down the river, and he just continuously says,
"Goodbye, duty. Goodbye, duty."
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more of the saga of Cape Cod and Oscar Santana.
And the struggle. The struggle in Cape Cod.
Always the struggle. Deeded beach access. Yeah. Oh, there's people walking through the yard again there, Matthew. We'll be right back with more on the Mike of Marriage.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the Ladies Who Lunch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I am drinking it right now. As a matter of fact, I've killed almost all of it.
Wow, look at you.
That is my liquid IV. It's hot, hot, hot outside, so you got to hydrate. Luckily, I know the solution. I am addicted to this. It's called Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a non-GMO electrolyte drink mix that you simply add to a 16-ounce bottle of water. It can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water This stuff makes me feel so good.
So good.
It tastes amazing. It delivers hydration to the bloodstream faster and more efficiently than water alone, and it comes in convenient and portable powder packets. Hydration is the key to feeling your best. It's non-GMO, it's vegan, it's free of gluten, dairy, and soy, and I mix it up in my water, in my little Rubbermaid bottle of water every single day. That stuff tastes so good, and it's so good for you. And if you happen to be an athlete or you have a little too much evening, it's phenomenal for you. You're going to love the convenient, delicious hydration of Liquid IV. I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 20% off at liquidiv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Go to liquid-iv.com and enter our promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. Don't wait. Get hydrated today. Visit liquid-iv.com, promo code TMOS, and we thank you. So it's back to, I think, have we solved the problem of the
Thank you for clearing that
beach?
Up. Yes. Didn't know what that was all about.
All right,
also, my brother and sister-in-law, to clarify, they don't care about any of that. I'm the only one that had an issue with it. When I stood there on the beach and I said, why would you put that big sign up?
Yeah.
Just to tell people to F off. Like, why
would you do that? You're always questioning the man. You're always, you know, hey, what's this?
Yeah.
And you don't like snobbiness.
Don't tell me where I can go at the high tide and whatnot.
Yeah. But you're talking about a lot of dollars.
Then the paper.
You know, people want to carve out their little section of paradise. Yeah.
Who am I to say what you can and cannot do? There are so many public beaches in Cape Cod that are gorgeous and beautiful.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
That you don't really need direct access. They're lucky enough to have a neighbor that lets them have it. And lets them have the access to that private side of the beach.
A courtesy.
That's awesome. But overall, Mike, it's so beautiful there. I was shocked that I had never been there. I will say that a few fun things happened while we were there. One, I've never seen so many boats in my life.
Boating,
big fishing, big striped bass fishing over there.
I did not know. My brother was kind enough to give me a key to the home and hand it and said, this is as much your home. It's a family home as much as our home.
And what's that like?
Very sweet moment, and I said, "Hey, I'm gonna."
It might as well be a science fiction movie.
Let's just sit in that right now.
Yeah. I do.
She let you use the outdoor shower.
Yeah. And I own a boat with her.
Yes.
So we text each other. We text each other when we're going to use the boat, unless your family's in. Then they just use it.
Did she make it over for lunch with the ladies yesterday? Because I know that was up in the air.
She did. I texted her last night and said, how did it go? Did you make it over there? And she said, yeah, she went with a friend of ours, Susan, who she had a very nice time
with.
And it was well then fine. Anyway.
There's a few rainy days there, which wasn't the end of the world. So my wife is currently just looking around for a car. My brother, if he likes anything, he likes to look at cars, right? So we went to the Volvo dealership, and
I can only imagine the Volvo dealership in Cape Cod.
No, you can't. It's because it's a hustle and bustle there. They've got the main drags
they're huge beach towns.
Yeah,
but
I imagine they probably have an upper crusty type clientele that might go through there.
Was it Sandwich? Is that the town that you went to?
Had it in Hyannis.
Oh, Hyannis. Okay. Hyannis.
Hyannis Port. Hyannis Port proper. That's Beverly Hills.
So Hyannis,
they're in Hyannis.
That's
where the Kennedy compound is.
That's the harbor place.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you went to Hyannis.
So
which is
Hyannis,
inland.
Hyannis, and Hyannis Port. Well, their home to Hyannis Port is roughly less than a mile. Their home to the Kennedy compound is roughly, I would say, 2 miles, if that.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
Close.
Did you drive by it?
It's cartoon-sized. Volvo guy, he showed us more of Cape Cod than anyone else did, because he was driving us around in the Volvo.
With 2 miles away from the Kennedy compound, were you able to see Maria Shriver's teeth?
No.
Okay, just
did not
checking.
See that. But they got a nice stack of bricks, and I know that's an understatement. And what was interesting is this is a different life. This is a different world. Outside of, you know, the people that own the private beaches saying, hey, why are those Latinos there? Which I'm sure they didn't say. They could have, would have been funny if they said, you know, why do they need more of a tan? Aren't they already tanned?
That's
the type of situation. I can see that coming out of.
We don't normally give the help off Thursdays.
Oh,
if you're talking geographically, if you're talking about Cape Cod, Hyannis and Hyannisport is right in the middle of the Scorpion's Tail.
Yes.
It's right.
Okay.
It's right in the middle. So if you're, it's about halfway out to the tip, and it's on the you
just
know
for
it's
a
on the
bit.
Southern part of the peninsula.
That's yes. right. Mind yes. the tip, Mike.
Mind the tip. Mind the tip. It's near Osterville. It's between Osterville, West Yarmouth, and it's south of Banstable.
Yes. Banstable, of course.
Yes. Yeah,
south of Banstable, Hyannis. Then you got your Hyannis, your Hyannis Pot.
So what role? So we went to a handful of different dealers on the rainy afternoon,
right.
And
paints a romantic picture.
Did not buy a single thing. Just looked, but at one dealership.
It's a shame you didn't buy a car. The car would be the only thing that would be less convenient to carry onto a plane than the sconces.
This is what's shocking. Most dealerships, people buy so many cars on vacation, they ship them across the country for free.
Wow.
You drive down Lincoln Road, Falmouth Road, all those roads there. Is that the way you did it? That.
Left on Falmouth.
Yeah. Got out of Bazzy's way.
Not cheap. Went out to eat one night.
Yes.
Just like you were in D.C. Keep that in mind.
Sure.
Keep that in mind. So we, at one of the dealerships, the guy's like, you know, Patrick Kennedy was just in here and he was looking for a vehicle just like this.
Says, how does this car drive when I'm drunk?
Do you think they say that to everybody? Do you think they say that to everybody? How does this drive when I'm drunk?
It's messed up.
That's terrible.
That's funny.
You know, Ted Kennedy's chauffeur.
What?
Jacques Cousteau. Thank you. Old joke. And I worked for Ted Kennedy in 1980.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Kennedy in 80.
That's right. Go put these flyers out on the Falmouth Road. Flyers.
The flyers. Sharp turn.
Roll up your windows.
When I return, Mary Jo and the cat were gone. All right. We've gotten all the jokes out. We're set. Did you go to the John F. Kennedy Hyannis Museum?
Did not go. Did see it on the map. Wanted to go next time.
You have deeded museum rights?
I have no deeded museum rights.
That sucks.
A family place. All families. That's one thing that really stuck out to me. When I was younger, we would go to Rehoboth, right?
Right.
Mostly families there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, this is like the most boring beach ever.
Right.
When we were kids. Now, when you see just families.
Kind
if you
of
go,
chill. You're like,
it's
I
like
can
the
relax
best thing ever.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
just families. It was such a different. And that's when I know.
Kids of all ages.
It's called maturing, Oscar.
Wisdom.
Yes. Wisdom. Boy.
It would I guess that's what struck me the most, where I was like, man, every flock of people I see, there's always like kids or teenagers in the back of them, like the mother goose that you see.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All walking to the beach.
Would you like to plug the
car.
Restaurant that you went to?
Oh, I don't even remember the name, Mike.
Was it a seafood house?
Oh, yes. It was a seafood right down in Hyannisport.
Larry's Fish House. Any fish you wish.
Mike, we were in the restaurant when Tiger almost won the PGA Championship. We were watching it live.
Very
and you
exciting.
Heard you heard a room full of golfers.
Yeah, I bet.
Who knew what was happening. The entire restaurant that was jammed, groaning and moaning, then cheering. It was that was fun to be a part of.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then Brooks won. Brooks Koepka.
That guy is missing a chromosome.
Yeah, but he's an incredible talent. I mean, he really is an incredible talent. But, you know, too cool for school. I got pissed. I was so pissed when Tiger. I mean, here's the deal with old men golfers.
I'm sorry if you covered this already. I apologize. I know this
Tiger is an elder statesman now.
Yeah.
So all the old guys, we want the comeback. If I can speak to this
please.
For just a moment
yes,
here.
Please.
This cuts through a lot of. This is for every dude that's ever gotten in trouble. And by the way, every man in America has gotten in trouble at one time or another. Men get in trouble. They do stupid.
Yeah.
Tiger is, and if nobody understands it, Tiger is the personification of the dude that was flying high and then got knocked down to earth and got in terrible public trouble for being such a douche.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that Tiger was a douche. He was a womanizer. He had his wife attack his car. Everything. Tiger is this guy, but every man out there likes the redemption story of being down and down and down. Tiger, you need to win at least another golf tournament to make every man in America feel better. Yeah. You want to know why they never take the camera off of Tiger, even when he's not winning the tournament? Because everybody wants to see Tiger win.
Yeah.
That's what. And then other people out there go, there are probably women out there going, oh, Mike, you're such an ass. No, I'm just telling you why Tiger has captured the imagination and why there are 700 dudes going, Tiger! Tiger! My girlfriend got me watching porn. I want you to win. That's what it is.
It's true,
in my
though.
Opinion.
Very true.
And also, he's the greatest to ever play. And he was almost out of the game because he had his spine fused. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he could come back and win. But he's got to close the deal. So when you get a guy like Brooks, mm-hmm. who's out there just going, with his robotic arms.
No emotion.
Then he taps the ball in before the last guy can, so he won't give the crowd a chance to cheer. Brooks, don't care, just win. So that's my little golf.
Will it be enough if Tiger wins in that made up thing with Phil Mickelson? Is that enough? No, it's got to be a real tournament.
No, because one guy's got to win. That's right. It's got to be, you know what it's got to be, Rob? It's got to be the Masters.
Yeah. It really has to be a major. Has to be a major.
But anyway, that's my little golf spiel. So they're watching there. You went to your expensive restaurant and
had a good time.
No drinking at the restaurant either?
Well, this is the thing. Well, I mean, no drinking. I had a beverage.
Okay.
Right? I had a beverage and then looked around the table where my wife ordered a Prosecco, whatever she orders.
Right.
Who knows? And I looked around. No one was ordering anything. Like my brother, and God bless him, probably the healthiest vacation I've ever taken in the last 10 years.
Right.
Outside of that one with Maine, when we went to Maine for the week and we hiked, we walked, we went around.
We drank our asses off.
Had a good time, but I felt like we did the Lord's work during the day. At night, we had fun.
Yes,
we did. I understand.
And I was like, well, I know what Mike feels like when he's at these charity dues and you've ripped through like 7 beers and no one around you is really drinking. Same. I was like, I'm an adult. We're going to rein it in.
Attaboy.
That one drink was enough.
Good.
And I gave the old hairy eyeball to Shannon. I said, we are not a bunch of drunks.
Right.
We are among people that we have to be respectful for. They've got a child. They got to wake up early. That means we got to help and we're going to be good. So we did that. Had a few drinks. No big deal. Then the last night.
Breaking news story, gentlemen. The Queen of Soul is dead.
Aww.
At 76. Aretha Franklin inspired generations with hits such as Respect, Natural Woman, and Think that stood as symbols of black and female empowerment. She has passed away at the age of 76, and she will be missed.
She died on wonderful the same day as Elvis. It was a dark day in music history. This is Elvis' death day as well.
So Aretha Franklin, a lot of people were talking about. Yes. She hung on for a little longer than they expected. So that's the bulletin.
Safe home.
Safe home, Aretha Franklin. Yes.
So back to my drinking.
And the expected death of Oscar Santana.
It's Wednesday night, Tuesday night last night. On the way home, Shan's like, well, maybe we should pick up something nice to say a big thank you. Pick up a bottle of champagne at the Packy, Mike. The Packy, right?
The Packy store. Yes. Yeah, package store.
Went to the package store, picked him up a nice bottle of champagne. I was like, what's the classiest Jack Daniels I can buy? Is the Gentleman's Jack.
Gentleman Jack, good stuff.
Buy a bottle of that. Shannon picks up a bottle of Prosecco. And we're like, all right, well, maybe this will be the cue for the last hurrah before we leave.
Right.
And then we walk in. The bottle for them was for them to enjoy. So we brought a backup so we could enjoy. Sit down for dinner. I make myself a drink. Shammy's was, and we bought the, I guess, what is it? The spiked seltzers.
Yes.
And I was like, all right, mate, we'll see how this goes. We lay them all out. And then boom, I realized right away, my wonderful sister-in-law took one sip of the spiked seltzer, put it right down, right back to her regular beverage. My brother had a ginger beer. God bless him. He's with no alcohol.
So are they total teetotalers? They just don't drink a lot.
They have a baby, and they don't have time for this. And
that's the truth.
We're single.
Never stop Carl and I.
Are you kidding? It increased my intake.
Yeah.
And I realized right away, and I gave Shan the
rock-a-bye. Good night.
Where's your binky? Get your binky. Go and get it.
You watching the baby? Are you watching the baby?
What would I tell you?
I got him on the monitor. I can see him. Come on! It's right there in the monitor.
I drank maybe, if I'm lucky, two fingers of that bottle and put it right back in their shelf. We said, when you guys have guests, here you go. Shannon had one glass. But like I said, the healthiest vacation I've ever taken.
That's cool.
I feel like completely re-energized, and I appreciate the time. And when you go and stay at your brother's house, you can do as much as you can. It's still your brother's house, and your older brother, at least for me, will always take care of you. He didn't have to drive us back to Boston to go home. He drove us back to Boston.
Oh, that is awesome.
Such a nice guy.
Like, you have a family. What I mean? You have a family. I am so jealous of that.
Super sweet.
I wouldn't get a lift. I wouldn't get a lift to Ellsworth to go to a grocery store. Jesus. My family sucks. All right. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more stuff. He drove you from Cape Cod to Boston to the airport.
How long is that?
It took an hour and a half.
Jesus.
An hour and a half. Was he going back to Cape Cod?
So nice. Jesus.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
And we said we found a ride and everything. He's like, no, I'm taking you. And I was like, all right.
Right.
Wow. All
right. Saw Plymouth Rock on the way down.
Really?
Yeah. Not that big.
Did it land on you?
It looks like a pebble amongst.
Well, it's older.
No, it's one. I'm telling you, when you see Plymouth Rock, not that impressive. I don't know how the Pilgrims
Oscar
did it.
Oscar thought it was a diamond.
It was a Prudential Rock.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Your fruitcakes.
Hi, Paulie.
Paulie. And did you ever wish you won a Rob Speedback Fantabulous Fruitcake? Well, have no fear. Fruitcakes are now for sale over here. Just head over to the Mike O'Mara Show website where you'll see the fruitcake banner. There you can buy one or more for yourself. Hey, how about giving one as a gift for that special someone? There's also the Christmas Miracle where you P1s get a hand-signed letter from the boys. So don't hesitate, your fruitcake awaits. Now let's get back to the jolliest of them all, our very own Santa Claus, Papa Mike.
Thank you, Paulie. I appreciate that, and I love you as a listener, my friend. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Grove. If you are picky about what you use in your home, all you need is Grove. I want to say thank you to the people that have been sending me emails about Grove because they love it so much. Grove believes a healthy, beautiful home should be accessible to everyone. So they've made it so easy to get the best healthy home and personal care products online, and they ship them right to your door. Grove rigorously tests and selects only the best non-toxic products, good for you, your family, and your planet. Oh, this is wonderful smelling stuff. You're going to love it. Grove brands include Mrs. Myers, that is an O'Mara family favorite, Method, 7th Generation, and Burt's Bees. The packaging is beautiful, and when you open the box, it's amazing. It's the smell of pure clean. It's really fabulous stuff.
Our pack came with Burt's Bees facial wipes, and the ladies in my family are addicted to them. They are so cool. They love them.
And it smells so good when you open up the Mrs. Myers stuff and all the cleaning supplies. It's so cool. I might actually start cleaning the house myself.
I believe that.
I love it. It was the other day. I mean, I was saying, where's the Mrs. Myers? I mean, I love it. Find out how committed Grove is to its customers with a 100% happiness guarantee and free shipping. It's easy to discover amazing and affordable natural home and personal care products with the confidence of supporting a safer environment for your family. Right now, our listeners can try Grove with a 2-month VIP membership and a bonus gift by going to, and by the way, the bonus gift is a great gift.
Oh, it's awesome. Love it.
It's not a slacker gift. It's a real, real product that you will enjoy. Go to grove.co/TMOS. Remember, not grove.com. That's grove.co. You got to work on this one because people will think it's .com. It's not. It's grove.co and not grove.com. Grove makes it easy to have a happy, healthy home. It's really good stuff, and I really love this advertiser. It's a special advertiser, just like so many of them we've had on this show. Welcome back to the show. So all in all, you enjoyed the experience.
I think I have a very good gut that if, and I frankly realized, you know how you start looking like your siblings?
Are you going to get to a point anywhere?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Good call. I just reminded, my brother was like,
yeah.
Are you, like, what's going on with you? Like, he totally pointed out that I had a little gut.
Yeah,
he's like, man, he's like, you have no excuse. You don't have a kid. You have a great life. You got a solid schedule. Like, totally laid into me as an older brother was like, you got to lose 30 stat. And I was like, whoa. Which was sweet of him, and I appreciate it. But
you
know what? No, that's mercy.
Because you can take that from
it's
a brother.
It's no mercy. Yeah. As my mom
Do you
said,
like hanging with your brother? Do you enjoy hanging with him?
I love my brother. Oh, I love him so much. He's
Jose and you are kind of tight,
But
right?
Also, by the way, I woke up the last day when I finally felt like I reset my life. And I let them sleep in, and I took Sebastian out for like his stroll at 7 a.m. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready for fatherhood, but I'll take my siblings' kids out any day. Like, they are so sweet. And when you got the stroller and he's pointing where I'm going wrong, he's like, no, you got to go this way, dummy. Like, they know, even at that young age, they know their route, right?
Yeah, they're smart. They're
super
smart
sweet.
I'm glad you had a good time.
My brother, I could see all of us going up or down depending on what where you are together as a team sometime, just to enjoy when they're not there. And I think it'd be fun, especially because Mike, that's not that far a drive for you.
No, I go to the Cape, and
right?
I'd go down there.
Yeah,
I'd go,
so it would be fun. I'm looking forward to that.
I would too. I've never been to that part.
Yeah,
of the
and you guys are gonna fit right in.
Cool.
Yeah. Maybe we do a few days at the brother's set. That's a,
yes.
That'd be fun. I'd like that. Hey, we did it in Maine. We can do it there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? We can do
the
show.
Mike, let us go to Cape Cod, you and I, and take a walk on the beach holding hands.
I think that'd be wonderful. Get the picture. Get the picture. And don't forget the mini bikes. That'll be fun too.
I'll pack my hat.
If I don't get to this today, I will not get to it. Took the little guy the hour up the road. It's not 40 minutes. I used to pretend that Bangor, Maine was 40 minutes from here. It's not. Right. It's an hour away.
Okay.
It's an hour away because if there was no traffic, it would be 40 minutes away. But it's an hour away because everybody has a Subaru like I do, and they're all 400 years old, and they all drive. By the way, major road rage yesterday on the Bangor Road with a guy from West Virginia who was driving a Honda, and I just wanted him to know, lick it. Lick it good. Lick it good. When you come to Maine and you have single roads, single lane roads, occasionally when there's a hill profile, they will add a lane, and it's a passing lane.
Right.
And yesterday we were coming on the Bangor Road, and the passing lane came up, and everyone stayed in the left lane. Everyone. I've never quite seen it. Carla got in the right lane and said, okay, I'm just going to, if they're not going to get over into a passing lane, I'm going to get into the right lane. Well, she got up to the front of the lane and she started to slowly merge over. And this guy from West Virginia wasn't having any of it whatsoever. And it was a major, major road rage incident. But because it was West Virginia and I figured guns, I didn't pursue it.
Let it go.
He's also 1,000 years old. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the fact that we went to the movies in Bangor. With my little guy. Took my little guy out on Tuesday, and we went out to the cinema all the way up in Bangor. That's how far we have to drive. 1 hour to get to a movie. You think we're isolated here?
Didn't they have a screen in Ellsworth for a while? Did they close?
They did. Yeah, it closed. It's dark. It's empty. It's empty like the whole strip mall. It's a dead town. It's teetering on being a dead town. If they didn't have tourism and people in this area, they'd be in dire straits. It's sad to see, and anybody that lives in rural communities, you probably know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very interesting to hear how well everybody's doing. And then you look at places like this. So we go all the way up, we drive up there, and we go see The Incredibles 2. And it's fine. It got like 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, but if I never see another animated CGI, computer-generated, computer-painted, We're So Clever and Smart movie again, I'll be perfectly okay.
The Incredibles is a great franchise. The first movie was...
I like Toy Story.
Is great.
Everyone after that, it's the same old crap.
Monsters, Inc.?
The cute baby. They're all the same.
Minions?
They're all the same. There's no Minions. Difference in any of these. They all have the clever, oh, look at that. They look just like human beings with their facial expressions. Cute. Look at the spin. Hyper-violent bull crap.
The different spin on The Incredibles is the first time I saw a cartoon or an animated film that played like a real action picture. And the first one really did play like an action picture.
It did. I swear to you, it did.
Did you see the first one?
I don't know.
I heard the second one was fantastic.
Yeah, great write-ups.
It's just not my bag. I just, the kid loves it. I'm fine with that. And he was in my lap the whole time. And then he got a little bored. Who can blame him for getting bored? It's like they got the voice of all the famous people.
Right.
You got Bob Odenkirk. He's one of the evil characters in that.
And
you had Holly Hunter. Holly Hunter. Yes, Dr. Hello, Holly Hunter. It's just
Craig T. Nelson Craig T. Nelson's
wow.
a father? I think he is.
I just movies have passed me by. Movies have passed me by. There just aren't that many good stories, and I like a good, wonderfully told, wonderfully acted story. And to watch that, look, I know a lot of people. The baby was cute. There you go. Yeah, there's
Jack.
Review.
Is there a part of you that says I could have played that role better? Because you're a voice actor.
There might be a part of me that says, there was a day way back when where you actually had character voice people that were professional voice people that voiced these cartoons. But now they pay massive amounts of money to major Hollywood stars. And so that's just the way it is. But the whole idea of the hyper-violent, spectacular stuff, the stimulation that's required to make these movies now, is just, and I'm going to an animated feature, so I shouldn't expect anything else, but I don't care for it. I don't like action adventure, and I don't like animated action adventure. I don't care for it. I like it, but my kid likes it, and I'll go.
But if he got bored, do you think, why do you think it bored him? Was it the length of it?
It's just overkill. It's constant motion. It's so much activity. It saturates me. It
wearying.
Just gets I go back to looking at the Listerine bottle. It's CGI, 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 CGI. I get bored. I get very, very bored with it, and I fall asleep. Like I did with my daughters, too, when I went to animated features back then. Toy Story was okay, because it was a novelty. Back in the day, it was just like, okay, look at that. And I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me, but if you're, if you're an adult and you're going to that and you like that kind of thing, it's fine. But that's it. It was
the one thing I can say about the Pixar films is that for about 7 months, we watched Monsters, Inc., every day in my home because that was part of Julia's routine. She'd get up, she'd have breakfast, and she'd put Monsters, Inc. on. To this day, I can still watch it and enjoy it. I think it is a really, really well-made movie. And I think the Pixar films are sort of, they're on their own level. I'm sorry that it was overkill. I'd be excited to see it.
I've always said that if Dad could have gotten his fat ass off the couch, you could have taken her outside for a little while. Anyway, let's take a break. And, we'll take a break and come back with the news you may not
have. We watched it outside.
We watched it outside through the window. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara calling from my car along a speeding artery down here in Southwest Florida with a reminder that each and every Wednesday is Wide Open Wednesday. Rob, that's when we take your phone calls. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we answer the calls live on the air, Mike. Keep your eye on the road, please.
Our phone number is 888-920-6673. And Oscar Santana, can you tell me what the best thing about Wide Open Wednesday is, at least in your mind?
Yes, when you call the helpline, Mike, please identify yourself and what city you're calling from. That's the best part.
That's very technical advice, and I thought it wasn't a helpline. I thought it was the Wide Open Wednesday hotline.
Well, I just like to call it the helpline.
Why?
Because we try to help people.
All right, well, Wide Open Wednesday, you can tell we're real excited about it right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, Aloysius. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Hey, listen, I want to say thank you to the initial wave of people that purchased their fruitcakes, and I'd like to tell the rest of you,
what are you waiting for? We're doing a fundraiser!
Jesus.
Come on! Come on!
Please.
Come on!
Come on!
Hey, Professor Spiewak, lay some fruitcake knowledge on us, won't you please?
Are you familiar with Manitou Springs, Colorado?
No.
That's where, every January since 1995, they have the Great Fruitcake Toss. And the world record for throwing a fruitcake is 1,420 feet. Was done by a machine designed by Boeing engineers.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say it's a machine. It couldn't have been a dude with an... That's impossible.
So it was a compressed air machine called the Omega 380. They threw that fruitcake 1,420 feet. But I tell you this, Mike, you're not going to throw a fruitcake that you buy from us. It's too good.
No, you're going to eat it.
You're going to eat it.
Don't look at it.
Eat it.
Eat it.
But you have to buy it first.
Don't just look at it, buy it.
The more you know about fruitcakes, the better, because we're in the middle of our first ever TMOS fundraiser. Times are tight. We do need your help.
Please.
This is the truth. But here's the good part. In exchange for your support, we'll reward you with a genuine Spiewak fruitcake. Spicy, sweet, potent, delicious. You can have one in time for the holidays simply by giving us your support. Order now at TMOSfruitcake.com. Just go to the website and look for the big, big, big banner ad. A fruitcake will be on your way to you before Thanksgiving, right?
Thanksgiving. By Thanksgiving, of course.
We need your fiscal support. We're proud to offer the taste of the holidays as our way of saying thank you. Invest in your fruitcake future now. Ensure the ongoing success of TMOS. I mean it, people. And get ready for a holiday treat unlike any other. Thank you for being a part of the nuttiest fundraiser ever. Visit TMOSfruitcake.com and do it today.
News.
It seems like we got past the whole Oscar so white thing a few years ago. I'm not talking about Oscar Santana. I'm talking about the awards.
Oh, yeah, the Academy Awards.
Now we have to tackle the diversity problem at the porno Oscars, known as the AVNs.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Apparently, this year's awards were almost a complete whitewash. I mean, white actors. Oh. Well, white actors getting all the credit.
Didn't know what you were saying there.
Except for one film. Now, be aware of this. Turn it down because the kids maybe shouldn't hear this. But I have to mention the film.
Rob, don't make it gross.
I won't.
Yeah, don't. No, don't. You're not allowed to say anything.
Okay. I'm...
Except the film that won, the only one that had any diversity, was a film called... Jews Love Black Wiener. That one, Best Comedy.
That sounds inclusive.
That's clever.
Thank you, Pony. On a recent podcast, black male superstar Nat Turner admitted he hasn't won an AVN over his 16 years in the business, but he seems resigned to it. Quote, that shouldn't be a surprise. There's racism in everything. Name something that there isn't racism in. When the host suggested that black people should at least be able to win the big butt categories, Nat said that cosmetic procedures have leveled that playing field as well. Quote, not after the inventation of ass shots. So there you go. There's my lead story.
Yes.
On News You May Not Need.
I abstain from commenting.
Hope you enjoyed that. That was funny that you did that. Two decades ago, Jim Carrey was a sensation and was commanding $20 million paychecks. Then he did some critically acclaimed serious roles, but in recent years, he hasn't done much at all. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Jim said it was a conscious decision. Quote, I just didn't want to be in the business anymore. I didn't like what was happening. The corporation's taking over. And maybe it's because I felt pulled toward a different type of creative outlet. And I really like the control of painting. Of not having a committee in the way telling me what the idea must be to appeal to a four quadrant whatever. He's talking about the paintings he's posting on Twitter, which are often social and political commentaries. But he also has a new show coming to Showtime next month called Kidding, which is a comedy slash drama where he plays the host of a children's show whose real life is unraveling. Okay, I'm laughing already because it's Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Now that he's back, Jim says it's on his terms. Quote, I don't feel I'm a little Jim trying to hang on to a place in the stratosphere anymore. I don't feel like I'm trying to hold on to anything. So we'll have
that
to see
great.
What happens.
Yeah,
but
I watched not long ago. I watched not long ago Man on the Moon again, where he played Andy Kaufman. Mm-hmm. It's a really good performance. He's better than the movie, actually.
Yeah, but we all love him in The Mask.
Yeah, he was great.
You know, that's a Jim Carrey I know. If he's not talking out of his butt, then I don't know what to do.
Yeah, give me Ace.
Ace Ventura, yeah.
Do not go in there.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber.
Thank you.
Pretty high on these rhinos.
That was Dumb and Dumber. Yeah. Mrs. Garrett has only been dead for a week, and Todd Bridges from Different Strokes has already found himself in some serious trouble. TheBlast.com. Anybody know that one?
I don't
know.
Are these related? Like, was she keeping an eye on him?
Sounds like an AVN award.
TheBlast.com says Todd's ex-girlfriend Tiffany Wolfe.
Yeah, right. Good name.
She got a restraining order against him because he has threatened her several times with a crossbow and a taser. So now he's not allowed to go within 100 yards of her or her pets. Wolf said she met Todd on a dating site and that during their second date, he, quote, took out a taser and zapped it several times inches from my face. What, on a second date?
Yeah, that's more of a third date type thing.
Apparently, she was okay with that at the time because she kept seeing him. Okay. And eventually, it escalated to where he pointed a crossbow at her and pulled a gun on a dog who he thought was an intruder. Eventually, she ended it, but she claims Todd keeps harassing her on Twitter. Todd hasn't commented, but a source says he thinks Wolf is working with another one of his exes to harass him, and he does have a crossbow, but denies threatening Wolf. This Hollywood weirdness. Child stars. Come on. Put the crossbow away.
Why is it? It troubles me most that he has a crossbow.
Yeah.
I mean, throw it away. I don't get that.
And for a guy who, like, essentially turned his life around, right?
It's time.
Yeah, supposedly. Yeah. Supposedly, yeah, but he's still a whack job. According to a new study out of the University of Miami, tattoos aren't hurting people's chances at getting jobs anymore. The researchers found that people with tattoos were just as likely to get hired at fair salaries as people without them, even on their necks. Mm. I'm just curious about that. In some cases, they found even that having a tattoo helped people get jobs, possibly because they were a sign someone was more creative. So why aren't tattoos a problem anymore? Basically, because so many people have them that companies can't afford to weed them out because they're losing out on too many qualified job candidates. And I believe that.
Well, I remember you hired me as soon as you saw my tramp stamp at the base of my back.
Oh, man. So beautiful. So beautiful. Kind of a Celtic design with a tiny little rose.
The aspect ratio is wide, though.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
it's, you know what? It's a little smaller now, but about eight years ago, it was really wide.
But it's great. The rose is beautiful, and then it's got that thorny little stem that goes right down into his crack.
That's right.
All right. Thank you. According to experts, popping a pimple in the middle of your face could literally kill you if it gets infected. There's an area called the Triangle of Death. It stretches from just above your nose down to both sides of your mouth, and popping a pimple anywhere in that area could lead to an infection that could spread to your sinuses. When that happens, the veins behind your eyes start to form clots to contain the infection, which puts pressure on your brain and can lead to paralysis.
Ruh-roh.
Leave it alone.
Or even death. And if you don't treat it right away, it can cause a meningitis or a massive stroke. It's called cavernous sinus thrombosis. And the chances it'll happen are very slim, but about a third of people who do get it end up dying.
Wow. Just terrifying. From popping a pimple.
Yeah, it can also happen if an area inside your nose gets infected. So if a hair is an issue, doctors say trim your nose hairs, don't pluck them. I don't know. For some reason, I'm just glad Kevin McCarthy is still on TV. That's all. I just wanted to say that. That's all. I wanted to say that. And now a little something.
I don't get it.
I know. The police in Fayette County, Georgia, are investigating after thieves managed to steal $98,000 worth of ramen noodles a few weeks ago. If you want to think about just how many packs of ramen that is for a second, if they cost approximately 30 cents each, which is a high estimate, that's like 327,000 packages of ramen. The packages were in a 53-foot trailer that was parked at a Chevron station when the thieves took them. Do these guys know they could steal like 1 4-carat diamond? It would have the same value? I guess not. Anyway, the cops are trying to find the thieves and the giant supply of missing noodles. I just have to say, start with the college campuses. Check out the frat houses. Get over there right now. Put Kevin McCarthy on it. Anyway.
That's what Robert ate. He ate all those after he got back from his nap.
Ramen. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I like my workplace, but it just isn't hostile enough? Well, boy, do we have the opportunity for you. The Mike O'Mara Show is looking for interns, and you could be what we're looking for. Afraid you might not pass a drug test? Don't worry, we hired Adrian. Do you think you don't have the personality or drive to be in radio? Well, Mac is still working here. And if you're worried about a criminal record, Dan O'Brien's shirts are so tight, they ought to be illegal. Any and all crayon-written resumes can be sent to rob@mikeomarashow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show Intern Program. It exists because college credits cost us nothing.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. You're probably shopping there right now. If you need it, Amazon has it. Just make sure you access Amazon.com through the TMOS website. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
It was 41 years ago this very day that Elvis Presley passed away. It is Elvis Presley Death Day. And if you do not have an Elvis Presley CD or Elvis Presley music in your collection, you're not really culturally literate. And for $9, you can get Elvis's 30 number one hit CD. It's a great album. They remastered. This came out like a few years ago, but they remastered his 30 number one hits. And for $8.99 for the CD, it's fantastic. You can stream it on Prime, get the MP3 version for $12.99. But for a song, you can have all these Elvis records, and very you can cool. have them when you need them.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find the Elvis CD and more at MikeOmeraShow.com. Remember, the only way that you can ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through the website. It costs you nothing, but means the world to us. So thank you. Thank you very, very much. Let's open up the Audio Vault for Thursday, August 16th, 2018 there, Robbie.
I might let the song there. Play just for a few more seconds. You can hear it. This is Paul McCartney's new single that dropped yesterday, and I just like the name of it. It's called Fa You. F-U-H-Y-O-U.
Is CeeLo Green on it?
It's not. He's not on it, but it's good. He's sort of a reggae thing here. But it's on his new album that's coming out. So there
hasn't he done enough?
He wants all the money.
I mean, really?
You know what
he
has?
What do you think of the new music?
I like two of the first three singles off the album. The album comes out in September. I'll let you know then. He has deeded beach rights, though.
He does?
Yes, he does.
That rat bastard.
There we go.
Mike, I don't know. It was not normally how we do the bit, but I can ask you, have you ever heard of Hallandale, Florida? Hallandale Beach?
Hallandale Beach, I'll have to check my map on that. But
I should have warned you. There was a meeting, and the mayor and the commissioner are going at each other, and the mayor is mad at the commissioner. And to see, it turns out the commissioner is not just the commissioner. The commissioner also owns a spa in town.
Mm.
And it gets right down to this. Here's the mayor talking to the commissioner.
So you don't know what my tax return says, do you? Did you look at my Form 1 form?
And I should say, this is an actual televised town meeting. So, you know, this is going out all over the place.
Why don't you put in a public records request, or just go online, because it's online, and see how much, or see where my earned income came from last year. Was it getting my sphincter bleached? Is that what I earned my income for?
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Now, that would be you and your family business. Congratulations. Sphincter bleaching is a very up-and-coming business.
So, that's what's going on at their town council.
Allendale is south of Hollywood, Rob, and also just north of Aventura.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. Yeah, thank Isn't you. It the sphincter bleaching capital of Florida?
It's just east of Pembroke Park.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Like,
thank
I can almost much. Picture it. This, for some reason, went viral yesterday. We were talking about amusement parks and carnivals earlier this week. A guy was at one of these sort of roll-into-a-field setup carnivals, and he rode the Ferris wheel with his daughter. This was the sound of his Ferris wheel car. I'm not sure I would take this ride.
My God.
It's a 30-second video of just him and his daughter looking horrified.
It's moving, obviously, yes. when it's just metal on metal
Perfect
grinding.
Perfect metal, metal on metal, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So think about
it's
that.
It's so scary when you go to those things.
Stop the ride! Let me off this thing!
Well, here's good news. Apple has announced they're not spying on us.
Oh.
I think that's nice, and Jimmy Kimmel brings up a very valid point.
Here's some good news for those who may have heard the rumor that our iPhones are secretly listening in on us. According to Apple, they're not, so relax. Apple released a statement saying we are not eavesdropping on our customers, which that's the kind of thing that makes me nervous. That's like if your neighbor knocks on the bathroom window and says, I haven't been watching you shower.
Yeah, take that as you will. Aerosmith made a big announcement on the Today Show yesterday. They are starting a Las Vegas residency.
You come not just to sing, but with a big announcement.
We decided to do Vegas. Viva Las Aerosmith. First, we're going to move there.
Yeah.
Wow. Then we're going to go shopping there.
Well, we want to bring a show in there that we really can't do when we're on the road on a regular tour. So we want to bring a show that still has Aerosmith and all the guts of Aerosmith, but has a whole nother element to it that we've never been able to do before.
So they're doing that. And can you believe they're on 50 years?
50 years
of Aerosmith, yeah.
Also, the shows in Vegas are just tighter, right? That's all it is.
Well, I think also it's a cost preventive because they can sit down and the people come to them. They don't have to tour.
Mm.
And because it is a stationary show, they can do a bigger, more grand presentation because it doesn't have to be something that's set up in a stadium over and over again.
I would like to see them.
I would love to see them there. I would think, Mike, you've seen Aerosmith, haven't you?
I have seen Aerosmith, and I remember Steven Tyler when he came out, and he had a knee brace on because he'd messed his knee, and I saw him at the old Nissan Pavilion, which is now, what do they call it now?
Jiffy Lube Live.
That's where I saw him there, and same place I saw Rush when my old producer Shamrock fugued.
Oh, he's great. Have you been in touch with him? How is he?
He's wonderful. Yeah. And he asks for you on a regular basis, Rob.
I'd like a picture of him and me holding hands in Cape Cod as well, if that's fine. Hey, I do Rob, have a photo with him, yes.
Rob, take your time during these
Yeah, let's wrap up the show.
No, I mean, really, take your time, please.
What happened up there?
We've lost contact. I shut my computer off. My finger slipped up. My finger literally slipped on the power button. And it just did.
All right, well, here's a musical offering that I think you will enjoy. Kanye West has a new song out. It's called XCTY. I think it's XT. I don't know how he says it, but I want you to hear a bit of it, and then I'll tell you what the song is about. XCTY.
You got sick thoughts? I got more of them. You got a sister-in-law? You a smash? I got four of them.
Oh, that's classy.
Damn. Those is the sisters. You did something unholy to them pictures. Damn.
Essentially, the song is about how he wants
incest.
To sleep with all four of his sisters.
Is it incest? If not,
well,
right?
No, well, not technically.
It's taboo.
It is taboo.
Taboo.
And he wants taboo. To sleep with his four sisters, so I think it's going to make a very interesting Thanksgiving.
Taboo 18.
Taboo.
Taboo.
So anyway, that's what he is up
that's
to.
That's pretty ballsy.
Mike, what would you like to do for your 101st birthday besides breathe?
Get my computer to work.
There is really a lady. Would. There is a lady in Illinois. Her name is Ruth Parker. For her 101st birthday, she wanted a party at Taco Bell. And guess what? They threw her a party at Taco Bell.
I feel all right for being 101, I guess. They said we don't sell coffee, but one of the help brought instant coffee. We'll make you a cup. And Becky is a doll. She is a wonderful, wonderful person.
I love the fact that she is so old that she goes to Taco Bell and wants coffee.
That's sweet.
That's the greatest old person beverage. I remember one time Big Daddy went to a restaurant and he was late getting there. They were doing a fantasy football draft. And he got there and the waitress said, "What can I get you?" He says, "I don't know, a cup of coffee and something to eat." That's funny. That was his order at a restaurant.
Well, that would be a natural order, like if it was 1955.
Exactly. You know, I'm just back from the war. Want a cup of coffee and something to eat.
Come on.
And let us close with this. Good news, Mike. New record for the world's largest cantaloupe.
It was confirmed today that a North Carolina man has grown the biggest cantaloupe ever recorded, weighing 66 pounds. Now, that's a huge melon, said someone about Peyton Manning.
That is your magic audio ball. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Sorry about that. My finger hit the power button.
It's fine. You look better than ever.
All worked out.
My finger hit the power button.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Someone kicked out a plug, Johnny.
That never happens on CBS.
Scott Pelley.
Jim Nance ever says, "My finger hit the power button." Thanks for joining us for another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's. at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, voting the engine of freedom and democracy and requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.